Salt 106.5, hanging with Christian. Super excited to be hanging out right now with Melody Wagner from Hillsong Young and Free. Good morning, Melody. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing good.
That's so good. Mate, crazy times, and it's going to get just amazingly great in the best way because you guys are launching a brand new album.
Yes, yes. We're so excited. August 28th. We can't wait for everyone to hear it.
So good. Now, titled All of My Best Friends, one of the tracks off there, which we've had on repeat, Best Friends, fantastic, and already some of the songs on that album that a lot of our listeners and young people everywhere will already know. Never Have I Ever, World Outside Your Window, As I Am, just fantastic vibes. What would be your encouragement to our listeners, about some of the other songs maybe that they haven't heard yet?
Yeah, it's really hard to pick a favorite, but I really think there is something for everyone on this album. I think we've tried our very best to, bring, this is what we've always felt we've been called to do, and that's to bring worship music and music that glorifies Jesus into 2020 and into the mainstream. And so we really feel like it's young and it's fresh, and we're actually saying something bold and exciting and new, and I think people are going to love it.
So awesome, mate. Well, for all of our listeners on your streaming services, you'll find that in your pre-release. You'll see it already getting advertised around the place. Young and Free, brand new album, All of My Best Friends. You will not regret it. In fact, you'll do more than that. You'll just be having it on repeat. It's fantastic. Melody Wagner, you guys just bring so much joy and, a worshipful heart, but also just a ton of fun, and it just comes through your music. It must be super fun playing with all the guys.
It's so much fun. We really are best friends, and so it's the perfect song and perfect album title, and I feel like people need to listen to it with their best friends and, just be in the car and jamming because, that's kind of the only way to enjoy it.
So good, mate. Well, we are really excited, and heads up again for all our listeners, brand new release on Friday, 28th of August, and so make sure you're all over it as of that date. Melody, we're going to go to a quick break and come back and continue our conversation.
Awesome.
So good. Hey, hanging with Christian and Melody Wagner from Hillsong Young and Free after the break. Salt 106.5. Hanging with Christian, and I'm very excited right now to be chatting with one of the amazing artists from Young and Free, Melody Wagner. How are you?
Hi, Christian. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's awesome. We love your songs. We love your tunes, and also just your vibe. I mean, obviously, your smile is huge, and there's so much joy that you guys just exude. Wherever you go around the globe, so it's always exciting. Mate, really exciting news. You've got a new album being released on the end of this month, Friday the 28th.
Yes, we're so excited.
Wow.
It feels like it's been a long time coming, and we've had to keep on, pushing it back, but we are excited to say that it is coming, and we can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Now, interesting time launching the album. Obviously, I was going to say, hey, you guys can go on tour, but that would probably look very different right now.
Yeah, I know. I think everyone kind of in the music biz is in the same position. We're just kind of doing what we can. Doing some we call them family Zooms.
Yes.
Where everyone jumps on and we catch up with each other. Interesting times, but we're grateful.
Hey, can you tell us, share with our listeners a bit of your journey with Hillsong and Young and Free? How long have you been involved with the Young and Free band?
I've been involved since the beginning, and that was probably around 2012. I had just left high school, and I'd grown up in the youth ministry and have always loved singing. So our senior pastors and Laura and Peter Togg, our youth pastors, put out the call to a bunch of us young, worship leaders and musicians, like, hey, we need some songs that young people can sing on a Friday night. And we were like, okay, I don't think we really know what we're doing, but we're going to give it a go. And so that's kind of where Young and Free began. And I think for myself, it was a challenge. And so it was kind of cool to just be doing it with a bunch of people that, yeah, I think are my really good friends and I'd grown up with. And so it's really cool to be here now, 2020, it's like 7-8 years later.
Yeah.
And we're releasing albums and, you know, talking to you, like, yeah, it's pretty surreal. But yeah.
That's so cool. Well, we love your albums, love the last few. Obviously, 3 was the last album, which was fantastic. That was, what, about a year ago, I guess, a year and a half that was released?
Yeah, thank you.
And, different formats, obviously reimagined, and even, you know, some of the remixes that I've heard, just brilliant. Mate, do you have a favourite off the new album?
There are so many. there really are, okay? So I think my one of my favourites would have to be Best Friends.
Yep.
But all of them have, like, a special place in my heart. You know, it's like you can't pick a favourite child.
So true. Speaking of child and children, do you have any other siblings or was it a very musical family growing up for you?
Oh, yeah, really musical family. So all of I have 4 other sisters and a brother. And, yeah, we grew up singing, dancing. There was always music on in the house. My dad is a drummer and keyboard player, and my mum grew up as a dancer, and so they met actually in a band together, and they would do cruises and travel.
So
and
good.
So that's kind of my heritage, and I'm really grateful because I feel like, as a family, they've always really supported what I do, and that's like serving God with my gifts. So, yeah.
So good, mate. Now, have you been involved in any of the writing process with some of that or just the singing once things are kind of, you know, written and polished?
Yeah, no, I've been a big part of writing and bringing these songs to life, which is like probably one of my favourite things to do. And so, yeah, I got to be a part of the song Never Have I Ever and As I Am, which is a really special song to me that we've been working on that one probably for the last 3 and a bit years.
Wow.
And even just the song content, what it's talking about is, you know, how God accepts us as we are.
Mm.
And so I think everything that's happening right now in the world, that's people need that message more than ever.
Yeah.
That you don't need to, I guess, get yourself together before you feel like God can accept you and love you. He just wants you just the way you are. And so
awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
So good.
For this album.
That is so cool. Well, I mean, what is the feeling? Obviously, you're recording and, you know, producing songs and things like that. But then, you know, a big part of Young and Free has been some of the live events. I know right now they're not happening with obviously some of the restrictions. But, I mean, that must just be pure elation being able to lead others into, you know, having crafted these songs and then leading others and celebrating God's goodness all together.
Yeah. Well, I think that's been like such a hallmark of who Young and Free is, and I guess we just have to remind ourselves that, you know, what we're doing, it's not necessarily just band and people who write the songs and sing the songs. It's very much a movement, and it's our youth ministry. It's like the young people in this generation. We've given them a sound, and so we include ourselves in that. And so when we're having, you know, special nights of worship together, and even back to the recording we did, I think it was in January. It's just, yeah, you can't explain it because I think, actually a really cool story, was in December when we were playing some of the songs for the very first time. And so these songs, you know, they're formed and come together in the studio with, you know, 2-3 people. And then when you bring them to the live setting, they transform. And what we say is, like, they either fly or they fall flat.
Yeah.
And so when we did that on one of our youth nights in December, it was absolutely incredible. We were so nervous before, but we really saw these songs fly and take shape and form, you know, that we couldn't really have expected. And so, yeah, I think from that moment, we really knew that, you know, we were onto something special. And these were songs that young people wanted to sing and needed to sing over their own lives. And so, yeah, that's kind of how we see the live experience. It's us and our whole youth ministry and whoever really singing these songs and declaring truth in their lives.
So awesome. Hey, I mean, you're still very much young and free, even though you've been involved with the team for such a long time. How old are you now, if you don't mind sharing?
I'm 25.
25, that's awesome. Wow. Would the younger version of you ever believed that, you know, the last 10 years would have transpired the way it did?
Absolutely not. I think I was like doing business school and like, you know, trying to figure out my 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
I never thought that music and songwriting could actually be a career. I always thought maybe it'd just be a hobby, something that I enjoyed. But, you know, it's amazing the way God just exceeds your expectations, and he'll take your dreams and just go, you know, far beyond, like the scripture says. And so, I could never have imagined it. But I think there's something beautiful about that, you know, this is not something I could have manufactured on my own, or, you know, tried to, I guess, hustle my way into, you know, where I am now. It's just by the grace of God.
So good, Melody. Well, we're really excited. And for all of our listeners, new album out from Young and Free, All of My Best Friends. Make sure you get it. It is everywhere. You will find it streaming in the shops, wherever else, on your devices. And so just keep it on repeat. We play a lot of your tunes here at Salt 106.5, Melody, and we're grateful for your gift, your heart towards others, and honouring God. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Christian.
Thank you, Christian. And Melody Wagner from Hillsong Young and Free this morning. Salt 106.5.